ENF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Nikki with an article written by Fiona about an innovative way of tackling eyesight problems. Have you ever heard of osteoodontokeratoprosthesis? You can be forgiven if you haven't. It doesn't exactly trip off the tongue easily. More commonly known as tooth-in-eye surgery, it's a procedure to restore the power of sight to blind patients by implanting one of their own teeth into their eye. This unlikely-sounding tooth-in-eye surgery is reserved for cases where a traditional corneal transplant is not possible due to the extent of damage or other complications. It may sound like science fiction, but this innovative type of surgery has a reported success rate of between 88 to 94%, according to reports from around the world. A highly specialised and technical procedure, it is reserved for cases where traditional solutions are not possible due to the amount of damage in the eye or other complications such as trauma, disease, autoimmune disorders, or multiple failed corneal transplants. It involves using a patient's tooth to anchor an artificial lens, restoring their ability to perceive light and shapes, or even to regain partial or full vision. The idea was first developed in Rome in the early 1960s by an ophthalmic surgeon named Professor Benedetto Strampelli. So how does it work? And now here's the science bit. A tooth is extracted from the patient and a small rectangular portion is shaved off it. This portion then has a small hole drilled through it to hold a clear acrylic lens called an optical cylinder. This tiny rectangular portion of tooth acts as a frame to hold the cylinder. The tooth-cylinder combination is planted into the patient's cheek to allow soft tissue to grow around it, a process which may take up to 4 months. In the final stage, surgeons create a pocket in the patient's eye using tissue from the cheek, and the tooth lens unit is carefully transplanted to the eye with the optical cylinder positioned to align with the pupil. Over time, blood vessels integrate with the implant, stabilizing it and reducing the risk of rejection. Eventually, following this process, light is able to go through the acrylic lens, allowing the patient to see through their eye again with improved vision, effectively replacing the damaged cornea. So why a tooth? Since the tooth comes from the patient's own body, there is virtually no risk of rejection, which is a common problem with corneal or artificial implants. Also, as a tooth is durable, it provides a strong foundation for the artificial lens, making it less prone to dislodging. Of course, as with all complex surgery, there are drawbacks to the tooth-in-eye procedure. Not all ophthalmologists are qualified to perform it, which can limit accessibility. In addition, a long recovery period will require specialist aftercare to ensure the health of the implant. The procedure won't heal or replace the optic nerve or retina, so it's not a miracle cure for all forms of blindness. Also, the patient's eye will not look like a natural eye after surgery, which some people, including the patient, may find challenging. It will be flesh pink due to the transplanted tissue and will have a small dark hole in the middle where the optical cylinder presents a new window for light to enter. In spite of its complexity, the length of time taken to complete the surgery and ongoing aftercare, tooth-in-eye surgery offers a lifeline to patients who would otherwise remain blind due to being unsuitable candidates for traditional treatments. Tooth-in-eye surgery is performed in the UK, Canada, India, Japan and Germany. Speaking to CTV in Canada shortly before undergoing the procedure and asked by the interviewer how he feels about how his eye will look afterwards, tooth-in-eye patient Brent Chapman, who has been blind since the age of 13, said, "You take function over appearance. I have a whole bucket list of things I want to do when I can see again." So hats off to Professor Benedetto Strampelli and his strange but effective stroke of inspiration.
TNF Soundings.